Whoa, you're listening to a podcast hosted on the Podcast Matrix. What is the podcastmatrix.com?
Welcome to the Green Gab. This is Marla, the Green Home Coach, and I don't know about you today, but it is a big day for comfort. We got snow today and ice, and I am just all cozied up in my house. We've had the fireplace going today and lots of hot tea and warm food. So I hope wherever you are is not as cold and snowy as here, but you know, it is wintertime, so that's okay. And I wanted to talk with you real quick about comfort. You know, it is something that is so important to all of us. Matter of fact, I even wrote in my book that comfort may be the only thing that all humans are looking for in a home. And like many things in life, comfort means something different to each of us. However, I do think our homes being comfortable does mean something kind of similar to most of us. And I think that's a place that's warm in the winter, cool in the summers or in the hotter days. If you're in the other hemisphere, sweep those, please. And then it's a place that doesn't have a lot of drafts, a place that doesn't have a lot of extra humidity, and that makes our bodies and our morale feel good. And I don't know about you, but getting that right in my home sometimes can be a little tricky. So there's some things that you can do in your home that can improve this. You don't have to have a brand new home or be remodeling your home in order to take advantage of a lot of these hints and tips and tricks, but it really kind of starts with just kind of the basics, honestly, and that's tightening up your home. And think about it. If you put on the best down coat you owned, but you didn't zip it up, it's not going to keep you very warm because the air is going to leak in through the open zipper. Well, a home can be just like that. So anywhere there are cracks or gaps or holes between the inside and the outside of the home are going to bring cold air in the winter, and that's when we notice it the most. It's also going to be a source of leaking that cold air out in the summer, so you're also going to be paying to air condition the outside too. But winter is when we really feel it the most, and that's when we feel a lot of the drafts and the cold just gets into our bones more. But this is where weatherization, I know that's such a techie sounding thing, but weatherization is basically just tightening up your home and starting with that alone. A tube of caulk and a can of the right foam can be your best friend in filling in those holes. Because it's if there's a lot of holes in your home, they add up. And it can be the equivalent to leaving a window open or a door open. We all know how cold that can get. The other thing I've really found is there's all kinds of kind of gadgets, I guess, for lack of a better term, or items. I remember growing up that my grandmother always had what I called the draft dougie. But it was a long, thin roll that we could put at the bottom of the door to block the draft from coming in under the door. And if you haven't, or for some reason cannot improve the weather stripping or the sweep on the bottom of an exterior door, at least putting one of these draft doggies or a draft roll in. You can also put them at the sill of the window if you have a leaky window sill that you cannot seal or can't get to. These can at least improve it. The other trick I found that I used in my condo back in St. Louis was the heat shrink window films. I did not want to spend the money on storm windows, which are the best option if you don't want to replace your windows. Just install storm windows and good window coverings. But in addition to that, I did this shrink film that you apply it and then you shrink it with a hairdryer, and it really improved the comfort level. In that condo, I had old leaky windows and we'd caulked, but that wasn't enough. There was a lot of cold just coming in through the windows themselves because the panes weren't well sealed and they were older windows. And a lot of times you just get air drafts off the cold difference if you have a lot of glass in a room. So sometimes just blocking that cold window glass, because the glass is going to get colder than the wall, just blocking that can really help to block the drafts. So in addition to caulk and seal, air seal it up, you can use window coverings, window film, draft roles, or draft doggies as I like to call them. And then if you get a chance to get a little bit more into it, get yourself some weatherization stripping and seal up around the openings of windows and doors. Any place you can see daylight is air definitely coming in. But those are five quick tips to help you warm it up this winter and stay comfortable in your home. If you want to learn more about how to really dig in there and find some energy savings and comfort improvements for your home, listen on to the Home Detective episode with Kelly Markowski. She's worked in literally over 1,000 homes and has found all kinds of ways to improve homes, be they new, be they old. Enjoy.
Being green is about more than saving on your electric bill or doing your part to protect natural resources. It is about getting a safe and healthier life for you and your family without sacrificing style, quality, or budget. This is a movement to provide all of us with clean air to breathe and water to drink, safe, healthy food to eat and places to live, and energy to run the places where we live, learn, play, and work. Your go-to information source for a healthier home and world, hosted by Marla Esser-Close, your Green Home Coach. This is the Green Gab Podcast.
Welcome to the Green Gab. Marla Esser here, the Green Home Coach. Gabbing with Tony Pratt of the Sound Room.
Hi, Marla.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I know we're usually here in the afternoon.
Yeah, we usually have lunch before we do this.
I know, I missed that today.
It's like I feel like we're just not, you know, in our normal rhythm, you know?
I know, that's kind of our zen time, but I'm really appreciative that everybody could get our extras recorded now so we can have some space to let life happen. That's a great thing about recording.
It's a good thing Sam's here, otherwise I'd really be thrown off.
I'd like to publicly recognize Sam. Kudos to Sam here at Shock City Studios where we record our podcast.
Part of the team.
Part of the team, make these podcasts happen. So thank you, man. Wouldn't be here without you.
You're welcome.
And just so you know, we are getting this in so you could have your little vacation.
Yeah.
Don't worry, you're welcome.
So we've got in the studio today, Kelly Markowski with Energy Smart Homes. I've known Kelly for a while.
Good morning, Marla.
And I'm so glad we've reconnected over the past few months. The cycle of how things go, right?
Absolutely. I'm glad our paths have crossed again.
I know.
And here we are working together again, so it's great.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Talk about what you do at Energy Smart Homes, and I love how you got here, so share that too, please.
Currently, Energy Smart Homes is a residential energy auditing and commercial energy auditing consulting business, also providing project consulting. I work independently. Okay. I'm not working with an HVAC company or an insulating company, so I'm not promoting a specific product. When I walk into a home, it's an independent, unbiased look, and my goal is to help the customer reduce their energy, reduce their cost, and know the best course of action for their house.
Now, when you say customer, are you really referring to the homeowner?
Right, the homeowner or
the true end user.
Or a business owner.
Or a business owner, right. Okay. Because, and I feel very passionate about that whole process because I think there is, while we're on information overload these days.
Yeah.
And folks try to take a stab at doing the right thing for their property, and they most often make mistakes. They put things out of order, or they choose the wrong course of action, and it costs them money.
Right. They have to redo it.
That's right. They end up having to redo it. I have a customer right now who had brought me in because they have done a remodel on the second floor. It is 20 degrees hotter on a day like today.
Wow.
Their air conditioner never shuts off. Mm. And they made some mistakes about their HVAC choice, but they also have a number of issues with the thermal boundary of the property that were not addressed by the traditional contractor, right? The traditional contractor, he did his job. He did what he was trained to do, but he doesn't have that building science background.
Right.
And doesn't have that knowledge, that energy efficiency construction expertise. That's where I come in.
Okay, so why does that matter?
Because now they're backtracking. They're going back and looking at this building and going, well, you know, I'm 20 degrees hotter upstairs. My air conditioner never shuts off. I'm uncomfortable. We've had this guy back out trying to fix the problem. He's been unable to.
But he doesn't
know
what he's fixing.
He doesn't know what he's fixing. He doesn't. Right. Okay. He doesn't know what to look for or how to fix it.
So key element here that I want to make a point with our listeners. Building a building is oftentimes about getting a structure up that shields you from the elements, but not necessarily it is optimized to have you have a comfortable experience in your home.
Right.
And an energy professional can do that. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct.
So not so much even saving money. Comfort is driving a lot of this, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, but also if you have an extreme comfort issue, you also are losing a lot of dollars out the window.
Well, yeah, but if you're miserable, I mean, then you're miserable twice, right?
That's right.
You're miserable in your pocketbook and in your house.
And here's what I like to tell folks. Energy efficiency in a home, whether it's a new construction or a rehab or a remodel or a whatever, or just addressing air sealing and insulating issues in the home to improve the thermal boundary. When you do that and you put those dollars in your wallet from the energy savings, that's not just today or this month. That is for all the years you own that home.
So it's making an investment that's going to pay you back.
Absolutely.
And that's something we've been talking about in multiple podcasts about, you know, the whole, even if it's 5% more on the build cost, what the payback is over time far outweighs that upfront investment.
It's like the operation and gas cost for your car.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not just how much you pay for the car.
Right.
It's how much it costs you over the next 5 years.
Yeah. Folks are worried about, you know, the gallon per gas, the price they're paying for a gallon of gas. But think of your home that same way.
Yeah.
We tend to think about all of the, you know, sexy, pretty things that we want to put in our house, right?
Well, it's the sports car mentality, right?
Yeah. You know, but then, and so it's not glamorous to think about the structure of the house. And we assume when we buy a house, especially in modern day, that it's been built to a certain standard that is going to be.
You just hit the nail on the head, though. We assume. And we assume. Mm-hmm. Just like we assume with products that we're being given something that's safe, healthy, comfortable, et cetera, whatever the benefit is. And that ain't always the case, folks.
Well, the homeowner will make the assumption there's insulation in the house. There's insulation in the house.
Yeah, maybe.
But what level of insulation?
Well, and also mistakes are made. Mm-hmm. So let me backtrack a little bit and retract and talk about where I came from and how I got to this place in this industry. So I have an education background, a degree to teach, and right out of college, I went to work for an insurance company in which I was a construction estimator and large loss handler. So fires, floods, tornadoes, etc. And then after doing that for a few years, I went to the teaching industry. I taught for 18 years, 13 years at one school.
Didn't you teach art?
I taught art.
And
people think, how do these industries connect? You know, well, I've always had a passion for conserving and energy efficiency and that sort of thing. And I knew from my construction background as an insurance adjuster that I had the tools to look at a house and understand the construction. And I have the ability to teach and educate. And that's a big piece of what I do.
And you have the creativity as an art teacher.
Which involves problem
perfect.
Solving.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen that.
That's perfect. Yeah.
And so when I decided to be in business for myself and did a little research, I put all the pieces of the puzzle together and said, hey, the piece that is missing is understanding the energy efficiency construction aspect of things. So I went back to school and became certified as a building analyst, shell envelope professional, and so I'm a building science expert.
So shell envelope professional means that your expertise is in the building envelope, the walls, the roof, the basement, the slab, whatever protects the people
from
the outside.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. The expertise that I have is top to bottom and inside and out, not only the construction, but homeowner habit,
major systems,
appliances they have in the building,
the
HVAC system, the ductwork, everything about that structure and who resides in it and what happens in that building, the way the building performs, the way the people behave.
So you're the technical side to what I'm educating and inspiring people to do with Green Home Coach.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so my goal, you know, being an independent energy auditor, and I am one of the few or maybe only one in all of St. Louis, my goal is to help customers reduce their energy bill, put dollars in their pocket, educate them, help them understand, you know, the right choices to make for their house.
Okay, hold that thought because we're coming back to that one.
Okay.
Gab in the Green today. I keep sticking to that phrase. Sorry,
you really, you really are not Irish.
I know I'm not. Kelly Markowski's not either, though.
Good thing I'm in here. I'm allowed to say that. You're
not.
I know.
So, Kelly, you were talking when we took a break about the assumptions that homeowners make that their houses are built to a certain standard. And yeah. I run into this a lot, too. So I really, let's dig into that a little.
Yeah. So, you know, I've through the work that I've done over the last 6 years I've been in business, I've been in well over 1,500 homes because I have monitored.
1,500?
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually, it's probably more than like 2,000. That is because I've worked a couple of different programs. I monitored the weatherization program. I did some work for Ameren, walked through energy audits and energy analysis. So I've you know, 4 homes a day, 5 days a week for 4 years. I mean, I've really seen a lot of structures and a lot of problems. And so, for example, in a brand new home out in Wentzville, and I say new, you know, maybe 4 years old, 5 years old, when I went up and inspected the attic, there was an entire bedroom that had no insulation the bedroom. Another home that I peeked up in the attic, when I pushed away some insulation, this man had been complaining that right next to where this attic access was, that there was a hot spot and a cold spot, you know, depending on the season. And he was baffled. Why do I have high energy bills? And why do I have this problem? I put just happenstance, pushed away some insulation. And lo and behold, there was about a 2.5 to 3 foot square hole that went all the way down through the wall, all the way to the basement. And that was because the builder at the last minute changed from a gas furnace to an electric furnace. It no longer needed a vent space. And they didn't cap the hole. They blew a little bit of fiberglass insulation over this, which was falling
was
into
done.
The hole.
Right. Call it a day.
Wow.
And, you know, people think that insulation, and even some contractors still think that insulation is going to block airflow, which it does not. So
no,
it just really was a big hole from the outside into this house.
So how do you help homeowners solve these kinds of things?
Hey, you know, this is a no-brainer. I'll bet you could take a piece of foam board, cut it 3x3 and cap the hole.
Yeah.
You could pay a contractor to do it, and it's a relatively easy repair, right?
But, so do you do the work, or do you help them find someone to do the work,
you analyze the problem.
You give them
the
recommendation.
The problem.
Right.
I have worked with folks to tell them how to do repairs. I've worked with their contractors to tell them how to do the repairs. I put their ducks in a row. Hey, this hole is a bigger problem than replacing all those windows that are double pane.
And it's going to cost you a fraction. And it's going to solve your problem better.
Absolutely.
So do you work with remodelers and contractors to help them understand when they need to bring you in?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How do you do that?
So, you know, again, when folks call me and say, I have a couple of calls right now where folks are getting ready to do a remodel project. They've heard about this energy audit thing and, hey, maybe I should check into this. And so that's, you know, my job is to educate them. Hey, perfect, folks. This is exactly when you should bring in and have an energy assessment is prior to doing the work. It is far cheaper, far less aggravation, far better course of action to have that energy audit of your home prior to starting anything.
So it's back to what we've been talking in some of our others. It's having the priorities and the plan.
Absolutely.
And then working it.
Absolutely. Because
but if you have no plan, then you're just winging it.
You know, it's a sad story to look at a homeowner and say, well, you already did the remodel. You're having this problem. You've spent all these thousands of dollars. And guess what? You're going to have to spend a little more now because we're going to have to backtrack to fix this problem. And it's, at the end of the day, it's going to cost you a little bit more.
But
yes,
it'll be fixed.
It's still to your benefit to do it.
Yeah.
But we could have addressed this ahead of time. And by the way, I also have the horror story of, I mean, people don't even think, like when they're replacing the siding in the windows. Well, that is a perfect time. If we're going to replace siding, let's address the thermal envelope, right? How leaky is this
house? Okay, what do you mean by thermal envelope? So let's just explain it in a layperson.
You think of your house as a box that surrounds you and protects you, floor, ceiling, walls.
Right.
That's the thermal envelope.
So and your wall assembly. So there's because there's multiple things in a wall. It's not just 2x4s and drywall.
Right.
And siding.
You know, I mean, the traditional built home is, you know, sticks and insulation, but they don't seal the holes, and they don't, the insulation is not, you know, the best choice usually, and can have gaps and
don't caulk the joints.
Right. That's right. You know, and so for, in my own home, I use my home as a test house.
Yep.
And when I became an auditor, I audited my home. I did the blower door test, which determines how leaky it is. I used the IR camera. I found out where the insulation was lacking.
What's an IR camera?
IR camera sees heat differences.
Ah, the thermal camera.
Thermal camera.
Okay, cool.
I call it the infrared IR camera, thermal camera.
Show you the hot and the cold spots in your house, right?
Right. And so you can see air movement, temperature differences of air movement. You can also see lack of insulation or where insulation has fallen away. Like if you
have
a
need. So it's like magic eyes to look inside the walls,
right? It's like Ghostbusters.
I like that.
But, you know, you can be surprised at what you find. People that have cathedral ceilings often have problems. People that have story and a half, oh, those can be a nightmare of a problem, costing you lots of dollars in comfort issues. But these things can be repaired relatively cheaply in the grand scheme of things, right?
I think that's
so
what throws most people. I think most people think, you know, kind of the head in the sand attitude, what I don't know won't hurt me.
Right.
And if I can make one point from what I'm hearing from you, it's that's not the case, folks. You can, these are addressable issues. They're not that hard to address, but you do, if you have an issue, you need to address it because you're never going to solve it just talking about it.
But well, easier to address, but they're even easier to address right prior to doing the remodel or prior
absolutely.
To doing the construction.
That's the time to do it.
Going back and trying to fix the problem on the back end because then you're kind of retracing your steps, right?
But it can be done if you need to. So
right.
At least that,
absolutely.
Not the best option, I agree.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what's another horror story? You got some good stories.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, so this house that I'm working on now, you know, like I said, 20 degree difference upstairs.
That's amazing. Ooh.
And air conditioner never shut off the entire, by the way, when I do
it's
a
not
full.
Not sized right.
Yeah, well, oh, when I do a full energy audit, I'm there all day.
Wow.
It's not a quick process. It's an investigation.
It's very thorough.
Not there 10 minutes in a checklist.
Right. You're the home detective,
so here's
huh?
Here's one. In this remodel, they sold them an electric furnace and put the ductwork in the attic. Oh boy, bad choice, right? But if I had been there at the onset, I would have said, hey, not the best option here, folks. Let's try to solve this problem this way instead. Here are these other options, right?
Got it.
When I was looking—
So how do you fix it now that it's up there in the attic?
Well, we're going to need to go back and do some air sealing of that ductwork.
And then do you insulate
it? And some additional insulation of that ductwork. Well, and by the way, there are always multiple ways to solve a problem. That's one approach.
Cool.
That's one approach.
Okay.
Another approach might be to foam the underside of the roof decking.
Ah,
so that you encapsulate the attic.
Make it
a
conditioned space, yeah. Okay.
But, you know, there's trade-offs in everything and cost issues to evaluate. And so that's where I come in. Hey, this repair is going to cost you more, but this is the benefit. This repair is going to cost you less, but this is the benefit. So, you know, I'm your consultant when I
love
when
the
I'm
fact,
in.
Though, that you come in and help people weigh the pros and cons. And I'm going to tell you, I haven't talked to a lot of energy professionals that quite approach it like you do. Everybody that I've talked to has amazing experience. But I love the way you come at it. And I'm being very particular here, but I like the way you come at it from the benefit side.
Yeah. So, and there's no agenda either.
Yeah.
You're not pushing a particular product.
My
that's
only
nice
agenda is to help folks.
Right.
Okay.
Period.
That's a great place to take a break.
Like, I wish somebody would help me.
There you go.
Right.
There you go. We'll be right back. Okay, so we're here today with Kelly talking about all kinds of ways to solve issues in a home, and I love it, have a solution for the things that are plaguing you in your home. And
well, on a certain topic here, we're on energy efficiency.
I know, but how many of the problems in a home revolve around energy efficiency and comfort?
Some do, some others don't.
A lot. But yeah, I mean, or holes in a wall might lead to moisture issues. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that can be found with an energy audit that may be contributing to your house not taking care of it. What was it we were talking about? The promise of your house. And this is a way to have your house fulfill its promises to take care of its residents, right? You want the residents to be safe and comfortable and healthy, and you want the structure to promote that kind of an environment. And addressing the issues that you find in a house is one way to do that.
Right. You bring up another really extremely important issue, and that's health and safety, which an audit also involves.
Yeah.
It's a whole house approach.
Just like we have holistic health for our bodies, you can help people have holistic health for their homes.
Absolutely. And so I think women are ultimately concerned with health and safety of their families.
I think everybody is, but man, women do seem to be really on target with that.
You know, and we have a rising epidemic of asthma in this country, and in large part, they attribute that to microbial growth, mold, and things in a
air
home.
Air quality, yeah.
Yeah, so you can have spaces in homes that are not properly ventilated. You could have a leaky house and have a room like a bathroom or a basement that's not properly ventilated, and then you have microbial growth or whatever. So I think I can, I think I relate to, being a woman, I relate to women and what they want for their families and their homes is the bottom line.
So do you typically find yourself working a lot of times with the women in a household?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have women that will do the legwork and call around about energy audits.
Nice.
And women that choose me because I'm a woman, men that choose me because I'm a woman, and people that choose me because I'm easy to talk to, I'm clear, I'm direct to the point. When I do a report on an energy audit, I say to folks, here, I'm giving you the report. I want you to take time to read over this. And then we're going to have a conversation and clarify anything that you don't understand or need direction on. And folks come back to me 99% of the time and they're like, well, it's all pretty clear.
Good.
You know, and so I pride myself on that, being able to educate people and relate to people in ways that they can understand.
You have to converse with them if that's going to happen. You're right.
Least common denominators, what I like to say.
You know, it's a technical field.
Mm-hmm. It is. And I think that scares a lot of people.
That's right. And so I think I have a knack for explaining things in a way to folks that they can really grasp and understand and know what to do next.
Well, and one of our goals with Green Gab is to really showcase to women and men, I mean, but women in particular, because so many women are the caretakers of their home, that there is a vast sea of resources available to you to improve your home, to make your home the kind of place you want it to be so that it not only looks good, but it performs well. Because a house, if it's going to fulfill its promise of taking care of us, the people that live there, it needs to do that. It has to not just look good. It has to also perform and be long-lasting and make you comfortable and all the things that we're talking about.
Right. One of the things that when folks ask me about energy audits and what they entail, I do a survey of various things in their home, you know, how they're using energy and such. Mm-hmm. But hey, do you have microbial growth? And do you have, do you have the proper ventilation in the bathroom, in the kitchen? And are you using it? And by the way, do you have children or anyone in this house that has asthma or allergies?
Yeah.
And do you know that the way your house was constructed may be contributing to those issues? And might we improve their health if we address how, you know, the construction of your home and how things are, the air tightness, but the ventilation, it kind of goes hand in hand.
Right, it does.
Right.
And that's something we've talked about. So is that a shocker to most? Is that a shocker to a lot of homeowners?
I don't know that people, when they're thinking energy efficiency, when they call about an audit and they're not, you know, they don't completely understand the full scope, you know, of the whole house performance aspect. So there's a lot of education that happens on my end, and we need to, you know, it's kind of an uphill climb, but that's why we do things like today, you know,
right,
to help folks understand a little bit more about that whole process and why it would benefit them, you know. So
what's the number one reason people call you?
Their bills are high and they have lack of comfort. That's number one reason.
And then what do you think is the number one surprise that people get from working with you and discovering these things about their home?
when folks see me do an audit, they say, holy cow, I see already before your report that I just got way more than my money's worth.
Nice.
It's true.
I like that.
That's always nice.
I mean, when I'm there all day and they see all the diagnostic testing and the thoroughness of my energy audit, I usually knock their socks off.
And then you get the interpretation on top of that, which is where it becomes actionable.
That's right.
And it's the actions that matter. We all know that.
Yep. I had a guy one time, I was at the home show, and one of my very first customers, I helped him, I consulted with him throughout his repair process, and he repaired his own home.
Oh, wow.
And I was at a home show, and I was talking to a customer and trying to explain an energy audit, and this guy just happened to walk up in the middle of this conversation and say, everything she says is true. She's awesome. You need to hire her. I said, I burst into laughter. I said, I really didn't pay that guy to do that. I really didn't. But I mean, that is the reaction that my customers have.
And testimonials from your customers are always going to be your best form of advertising.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what's one of your most fulfilling projects?
Oh, gosh. There's been so many. I mean, I get a charge out of, you know, when you go to a house, you don't know what you're going to be facing and what you're going to find.
I can imagine.
But when you have somebody who has, I had a condo where it was 20 degree difference from the top floor to the basement, couldn't use the front two rooms. And I'm going into this thinking, oh, am I going to be able to solve this problem? But I know how to use my tools. I always do solve the problem. And when I find that smoking gun, it's a charge. It's like, there it is. That's the hole. Or that is the place. And in this particular condo, it was caulking where the ceiling, brick wall met the ceiling. And hot air was just pouring into this house.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It was a caulk job. In a large part of this heat problem and cold problem was a caulk job, right? Well, no,
which is such a simple solution.
Who sells insulation is not going to tell you that.
Yep.
No, because he wants to sell more insulation.
Or a contractor who's selling HVAC is not going to tell you that, hey, you need to caulk this part of
your walls. You need a $2 tube of caulk.
And you know what?
And by the way, you can do it yourself.
That's a great point, though, because that sometimes is the difference between some of the homes we see done by a production builder versus a custom builder.
Yes. The custom builder,
those seams are always caulked. In the big custom builders, whereas in the production, you can walk by and see sunlight all the time.
Yeah. Well, and I even have worked with, try to work with new home builders to help them understand how can we improve what we're doing, even though this is an energy efficient build, how can we improve this?
Keep going, Kelly. You're making it happen. And kudos to you for really putting it out there and helping to move it all forward. Unbelievably, we are out of time. I can't thank you enough.
We have so much to talk about.
I know. I tell everybody.
It's only half an hour.
It goes fast. But, you know, this is a great way to get people back on the show, talking more about this. And the more we can share these experiences, the more people can take action, make a huge difference in their own homes. And that gives us the chance to keep gabbing green. So thanks. Check us out on Green Home Coach.
That wraps this episode of the Green Gab Podcast. Ready to use what you've learned? Get the show notes with all the resources mentioned in this episode, plus 9 simple, straightforward, low to no cost ways to improve the health of your home and world today at everydaygreenhome.com. Be sure to subscribe now on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode. Thanks for listening, and remember, being green is easier and more affordable than you think.